producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Waiting for Bradley Dean. Not going to happen. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host for today. I want to thank Bradley. Well, I want to thank the listeners, Bradley's listeners, for bearing with me today. I think we'll have a good time. But I want to thank Bradley for giving me time behind his mic. Those are pretty big shoes to fill in more ways than one. He's a big guy. I met Bradley up close and personal last night. We had dinner with him and his family. Great, great group of people. I mean, seriously, great group of people. Love his little boys. Four boys. I can imagine it. Four boys. I had two and two. That was enough. Anyway, you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I am your guest host today, Joe Messina. I have my own show. If you want to check that out, you can check it out at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We do Monday through Friday show as well. Deal a lot with social issues, political issues, or what have you. If you want to know more about Bradley, maybe it's the first time tuning in. I don't know. Maybe you've only tuned in a couple of times if you checked out the website. It's got some great articles up on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, and this is a real blessing for me because Bradley's audience, big part of his audience, understand the Christian Judeo message, the Christian Judeo viewpoint, the Christian Judeo way of life, and how this country was founded on Christian Judeo principles. You know, I find myself on a regular basis trying to explain to people, where do you think our law system came from? You think a bunch of old white guys were sitting around one day and said, you know, we should have some guidelines to live by, right? What do you think? And after a couple of shots of rum, they came up with a great plan we have. No, it doesn't work that way. It didn't work that way. And you have got to, all right, see, I'm already starting. I'm sorry. You have got to get in. 2016 is so important for those of you who are running around saying, you know, God is a sovereign God and he'll do whatever he wants to do. And it doesn't matter what we pray for. And it doesn't matter what we do. Okay, that you bought into the lie. And not that God is sovereign. That's not the lie. The lie is, look, God gives us choices. He gives us the ability to do things. He asks us to pray for things very specifically. And God has given us government, even though he didn't want to. He gave it to us anyway. And in Proverbs, it's, you know, Proverbs 29, 2 through 18, it says, when the godly, now we'll just deal with this one line. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in power, they groan. What do you think that's all about? How does a godly person get to a position of authority? He or she does not get there with you on your knees in your living room, in your bedroom, and praying for the right person. I think if you guys have heard me before, you've heard me say things like, look, your refrigerator can be full. Your cabinets can be full in your kitchen, right? You can have more food than you know what to do with. But if you are in your living room on your knees begging God for food, you're going to die of starvation. This is an expectation that you do something. Get up, go in the kitchen, my loved one, and make for thyself a ham sandwich. You know what I'm saying here? You got to do something. Stop complaining about education. Stop complaining about the government. Stop complaining about losing your Christian Judeo foundation. And by the way, yes, are we persecuted? It's all relative, right? Yes, we're being persecuted as Christians in this country. But nothing like it's being done in the Middle East. Nothing like it's being done overseas in other countries. Right? So don't make it sound like it's the worst thing that's ever happened to mankind here. We can take this back. We've been in a worse place, and we serve a God that's a heck of a lot mightier than the United States government. Is it not? Is he not? But you've got to do something. Godly men cannot rule. Godly men cannot be in authority. Or, you know, for those of you who are sensitive, godly people cannot rule. Godly people cannot be in positions of authority unless you go out and vote for them. Unless you get your friends and loved ones to vote for them. I'm not even telling you who. But I am telling you that you've got to pray on this. Yes. And then you've got to get behind a candidate, whoever your candidate is. And you have to help them get their message out. And then once they get in, you have to hold their feet to the fire. You have to make sure they do. And you know what? The other thing is, keep praying for them. They go into the lion's den, it's over. You know, a lot of these guys can't hang by themselves. And when they get there, life changes tremendously for them. You know, think about it. I live in California. My local congressman, who I know well, flies to Washington every week. He spends 4.5 days in the pit. If you don't think he's going to be influenced one way or the other, you are sadly mistaken. So you pray for him. You pray for God to bring godly men and women around him, for him to seek godly counsel. You encourage him to seek godly counsel. That's how you get godly men and women in positions of authority. And then the people can rejoice. You know anybody who's rejoicing? Really, truly rejoicing right now? And every time you turn around, something else is being taken away from as a Judeo-Christian principle / foundation, from a school, from a college. And when you lose those rights, it's not that it's impossible to get them back, because nothing is impossible with God, but it's a lot of work to get them back. So why lose them? Why not fight and push for them on the front end? Why do you wait? Why do I wait? Right? Think. Don't plow through things. And I'm even going to admonish some of you. I usually tell people, don't spew your party line. It bores me to death. Do not spew the pulpit line. That bores me to death. Actually, it angers me. Just because your pastor said it doesn't mean it's true. You need to check it out for yourself. You need to be able to explain why you believe what you believe, both spiritually and in your political life. That's when people will take you seriously. Come on, think about that. People will really take you seriously at that point. Now, on the other side of the break, I'm going to take care of some of these. Just recently, the High Court, Supreme Court, will hear a church's discrimination claim. Think about that. A church's discrimination claim. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio. In for Bradley Dean. Stay tuned. We got a lot coming up after the break.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. No, I am not Bradley Dean. I am Joe Messina, filling in for Bradley Dean. Well, actually not filling in, I guess guest hosting. I don't think anybody could actually fill in for Bradley. Met with him last night. Bradley, I don't know if you noticed, out in California. And we had a good time together. Love his family. We sat down and broke bread together. And great man. It's a great man you get to listen to every day. Full of energy. A lot more energy than I have. Again, you are listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. I am Joe Messina, your guest host. If you want to learn more about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you like what you hear today, you want to find out more about me and the show that I do every day, you can just head over to therealside.com. That's therealside.com. Stations, times, and I've got some good writers up there as well. I actually write for Sons of Liberty Media from time to time. Contributor there. You know, I am on this kick this year of how important 2016 is for us to elect the right people into Congress and into the White House. The next president is going to choose two, maybe even three Supreme Court justices. And those of you with strong Judeo-Christian principles need to understand this could change the very nature, course, and foundation, new foundation, you know, that whole hope and change thing anyway, new foundation for this country. And the U.S. Supreme Court has decided, or agreed to hear, a claim of religious discrimination stemming from a recycling tire program in Missouri. Now, the news source is reporting for 2 years, they've been reporting this story for about 2 years, on a Lutheran preschool that signed up to participate in a program that uses recycled tires for playground surfaces. And the school is Trinity Lutheran Church Learning Center in Columbia, which sought to participate in the program run by the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. They were denied because they're a church group. They're a religious group. They have a religious affiliation. Apparently, if you believe in God, right, if you want to live for God, if you believe in God, if you have a belief in a quote-unquote higher power, or maybe it's just God. Maybe it's just our God. Maybe it's the Father of Jesus Christ. I don't, maybe that's the only one. You can't participate in federal or state-run. I don't know where they get this. Please don't send me any separation of church or state emails. I'm just not interested anymore. It's like that circular argument. It never really finishes. And you use the same old tired stuff. And the guy you blame it on must have had Alzheimer's. Yeah, I do this all the time. Get used to it. I'm taking a little side road here. Right? Jefferson, who they attribute the separation of church and state, like it was the Holy Grail for him, like it was his God, like it was his scripture. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the reality is the man decided at one point in time to have church services in a federal building. A federal building. Money paid for by the American people. I mean, not money, but a building paid for by the American people. Right? Federal funds used to build a building. He had church services. How could you have that? Did he not understand the meaning of separation of church and state? What is wrong with him? Or what was wrong with him? And to add insult to injury, think about this. Who do you think played the church songs, the hymnals, the hymns and such? It was the United States military band. So here he had church services on federal property. He had the military men or military band playing church hymns. Am I the only one that sees this as him being extremely confused? Come on. A little common sense here wouldn't hurt, right? When they make these decisions, just a tad of common sense. Right? To take a letter that Jefferson wrote out of context, and they use that for separation of church and state, but they never look at the actions of the man or the letters he wrote in his belief in God, on how he felt that you couldn't leave God out of the equation and have a just country. And this is really simple for me. I'm a very simple thinker. You know, I don't need a whole bunch especially when it comes to God and godly things. I mean, it's not that hard for me to believe. But when you have a man or person who's attributed with putting the solid line between church and state, not in the way that he had meant, and the same guy returning to have church services in a federal building, there's just something that doesn't make sense. Now, last week, the Supreme Court agreed to hear this case between Trinity Lutheran Church, their learning center, and the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Now, by agreeing to hear the case as ADF attorney Eric Stanley, the court's signaling it wants to think long and hard about the issue of religious liberty. I think we're going to see more and more of these go to the court. I'd like to see more and more of these go to the court. Because remember, there's a side of society that says once the Supreme Court rules, that's it, end of discussion. Wouldn't you love to have some of our cases get in front of them and have it be, that's it, end of discussion? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Now, a district court has ruled that the state was justified in turning down the preschool because it was operated by a church. Now, the decision was upheld by a federal appeals court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court hasn't heard a case about states' legal treatment of religion or religious issues since 2004. You hear that? Since 2004. They have skirted this issue since 2004. Now, 10 states have filed a brief in the Supreme Court arguing that the High Court should reverse the Eighth Court Circuit ruling. And I tend to agree with it. And of course I'm going to agree with it, right? But isn't money money? Right? The church isn't asking to be involved and engaged so they can go evangelize. It's to keep the kids safe. You think this would be an issue if it was a Muslim a school? Private school, preschool, whatever? You think this would be an issue if it was a Buddhist school or any one of the other religious schools? Or an atheist school, for that matter? No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be at all. Which is why, you know, we're charged to make noise, to push back. Right? Seriously. And I love these people who will push and fight to take these rights away from us. And they don't care who it affects. Again, we're talking about little children to be part of a program to keep them safe. And the church can't participate in it. Because some way tax dollars, some way a leg up will be given by the state to the church or vice versa. There are even court cases in California where churches use, I don't know what it's like all over the country, but there are plenty of churches that use school multi-purpose rooms. You know, like the Performing Arts Center, multi-purpose room, whatever. They use them on the weekends to have their church services in. But they pay for them. It's a rented room. Now, they're using congregant money to pay to rent the facility. And there are people. Yeah, there are atheists in California. Hateful. I've got to say hateful because you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you want to send me an email, explain to me what other reason there would be for an atheist organization to fight for churches to be thrown out of schools on the weekends in space that they're renting. They're giving money, needed money, to the schools. What would drive, what other than hate, would drive somebody to do that? Who is going to that school on the weekend that they're so afraid may see a cross or hear people singing worship or seeing people praying and thinking, oh, my, oh, can't have that. Somebody might actually start to think that might be a god. We can't have that. Yeah, but if you want to have a half-naked show or show like, forgive me, but a play like Chicago up on stage, oh, go for it. No problem. Less clothing covering the girls, the better. The more pelvic thrust you can throw in there, why not? We really, you should hear the flushing sound every time you read one of these. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about a group of atheists that want to keep prisoners from hearing the Word of God. I'm Joe Messina, guest host. I'm in for Bradley Dean here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Glad you could stay with us. Hope you're enjoying the show. You are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, with normally with Bradley Dean. Today I'm guest hosting for Bradley, and he'll be back tomorrow as far as I know. Hope you're, again, I hope you're enjoying the show. Now, if you want to learn more about Bradley Dean, maybe it's the first time you've tuned in, or maybe you've only tuned in a couple of times. Learn so much more about Bradley and the show and over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. That's Sons of Liberty Media, libertymedia.com. If you want to learn more about, if you like what you're hearing, you want to learn more about me and my show, I do a daily show as well called The Real Side with Joe Messina. So head over to therealside.com, and you can find stations, times, stories that we've written, all kinds of good stuff up there. I'm also a contributor to the Sons of Liberty Media. Great place to go. You know, you want some really solid information. I'm not saying that just because I contribute. Head over there and check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got a lot of good stories up there, a lot of good articles that you could read and learn from. We always, we're supposed to learn, right? We're supposed to get informed and learned. That's why in the opening segment I kept saying to you, forget the spewing, if you would, of the party line. I get turned off so quick, so quickly to people who just want to spew the party line, give you the answers the party told you. And it's no different with God, religion, Christianity, Judaism. It doesn't matter what you belong to. If you're just spewing the line that you hear in the pulpit every Sunday, there's no depth to your knowledge. You need to work it yourself. You need to find out about it yourself. And you need to make sure it's true when you're speaking to somebody about it. So a state court in Florida has ruled that Christian ministers or a Christian ministry has a bad idea and a right to express that idea in the ministry helping prisoners. Now, Prisoners of Christ and Lamb of God Ministries partnered with Florida to provide housing, food, and other basic... How dare they? You know, you hear all the time, we can't have those religious people. No, you know what they're like. Yeah, they're terrible. I can't see. We cannot have religious people giving food, housing, clothing, other basic needs, teaching them how to get a job. We can't have that going on, can we? That's how crazy we've gotten. I'm not going to go off on this tangent yet, but I always say, think of where society is. When they're pushing on us that it's more normal to have an abortion than it is to have an adoption or do an adoption. When you have 35 couples to every one aborted baby, one killed baby, when you have 35 couples waiting to adopt and they're having to go to other countries to get those children, that's just nuts. We're missing something. We are missing something. We are not doing, and I'm going to say we, my Judeo-Christian brothers and sisters, we are not doing. So anyway, the Prisoners of Christ Lamb of God Ministries are out there, and they're housing, they're providing food, other basic needs, employment referrals for people released from prison. But now an unhappy New York atheist group has filed a suit. Attorney went on to say they weren't coming in and saying, "Hey, we have a better idea. We're gonna come in and we're gonna step in and we're gonna take your place and we're gonna feed these people and we're gonna help you." No, they didn't say any of that. The attorney for the Beckett Fund, Daniel Bloomberg, He said, "No, they just want to force these ministries onto the sidelines, taking it away from a decade of successful ministry and service to the community, just because of their faith." So if what these guys are doing are helping these people getting out of prison, helping them to get jobs, helping them to live normal lives, helping them to get back with their families, that is because God is somewhere in the equation, that is bad. How does that work? Right? And I'm sure if they reject God, this group doesn't just stop helping them. I know plenty of faith-based groups that don't do that. Now, the atheists admitted in court that anyone could perform the same service. They simply suggested that people of faith shouldn't be doing it. So what are they doing? Telling the court or the judge to go find somebody to do it? Well, Your Honor, we can't have godly people doing this stuff. That's right. You don't know what they're doing in that food. They might be praying over it or something like that. We can't have that. No, not in America. We can't have that. And to think that the atheists have been in the court. Look, I don't have a solution for you. I don't know how to help these people, but those people have to go. Right? Let's just leave them hanging, huh? Now, Bloomberg specifically says this is definitely a case of discrimination because their only reason for them not being there is because they're religious people. That's it. No other reason. They're not mistreating people. They're not beating people. They're not browbeating or verbally abusing people. They just believe in God. That's a problem. Now, the courts have ruled in the past that a state can partner with faith-based groups to accomplish the job, which may be a disappointment to the atheists. But Bloomberg says it's a blessing to former inmates and the ministry that are helping them remain out of prison. He says that this is a huge win for former offenders, he said, who have been released back into society and who, instead of falling back in the old habits, are able to find a way to beat the cycle. Look, there are homes, groups, support groups, all that, all over the country here who help, you know, previous drug addictions, people who have a track record of bad behavior, need help, need some support. And it's okay. And some of those groups here in California, well, actually most of the groups here in California, right? Most of those groups are not religious groups. So it's not like somebody else can't, you're right. It's not like somebody else can't do it. But if nobody's stepping up, do you leave them without? Do you leave them on their own to fail? Come on, guys. You know that's not right. And then my Christian brothers and sisters, where are you? Where are you in all of this? What are you doing to help out in all of this? Or help out at all, really? You're not going to be able to take things back until you move. Till you do something. Till you get a move on. As distasteful and ugly as that sounds. Anyway, let's hit some of these stories. I got them earlier this week. I got a couple last night. You know, of all things in this country, you talk about freedom of speech, right? We're allowed to do so. I mean, let's stick aside the garbage about, you know, yelling fire in a theater, right? We got that. We understand that. But free speech, almost anything. We can say almost anything to anyone, right? Well, except if you're a Christian, but that's beside the point. And it comes under free speech. Everybody kind of gets the wave of the hand under free speech. But not in Florida. Florida's come down and said Christian schools can't pray at championship games. Now, I'm sorry, a Christian school can't pray at a championship game. What does that mean? They can't pray on the field? They can't make it look? Remember the coach? Couldn't even make it look like he was praying. Couldn't do anything, bow his head, close his eyes, anything that might be construed as him praying. And I'm going to put it on you. This is your fault. My fault, your fault. I know some people don't like to place blame. It tastes very bad. It's very uncomfortable. But what did you do about it? What have you done about it? What have you done about it at your school, at your kid's school? How many groups have you pulled together to stick up for some of these players, coaches, teachers that want to be able to do these kind of things, but you're not helping them? They can't do it alone. It's impossible. Now, prayer is important to the Florida Cambridge Christian School. The Tim Euler, head of the school, says, "We train our students that prayer is foundational to their walk with Christ. And our faith is founded in prayer / communication," right? For those of us of faith that believe in God, prayer is our phone call. Prayer is our line of communication. Prayer is, "Hey, Dad, what's up? What do you need me to do? What do you want me to do for you? Well, I want to do something today. What do you want me to do?" Or thanks for, you know, most of these schools or most of these people in sports are not necessarily praying to, you know, whip the butt of the other guy or the other person. A lot of them are praying for a safe game, for people not to get hurt. You know, no broken bones, no serious injuries kind of thing. So when Cambridge Christian faced off against the University Christian School last December in the state championship football game, they asked the Florida High School Athletic Association if they could begin with a word of prayer. FHSAA said no, which is the Florida High School Association. Now, they told the Christian schools, both two Christian schools at the event together, that offering a pregame prayer was against the law. Uninformed. These uninformed fools. It's not against the law. And that it could be viewed as an endorsement of religion, since the schools would be praying on government property. "This is ridiculous," said Jeremy Dyes, an attorney with the Liberty Institute. "We've got two Christian schools being told they can't pray." Think of that, come on. You got two people sitting in a restaurant told they can't pray. There are government facilities all over the place. You go to places like the Reagan Library, right? Oh, by the Parks Department, isn't it? Well, maybe the Reagan Library isn't, but you know what I'm saying. So you get on those places and you can't pray. What's going to happen to government cemeteries and what have you? You're going to take the crosses off the headstones? You're not going to be able to do that anymore either? Right? What's going to happen when they bury a body of a loved one there? Are you going to be able to pray over the body? You're going to be able to pray at the ceremony. It is government property. Now, Liberty Institute, if you haven't checked it out, is a law firm that specializes in religious liberty issues and is representing the Cambridge Christian School in this one. But I got to tell you, pay attention to the next segment. You have got to stand up and fight back. I'm Joe Messina, your guest. I was here on Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. I am Joe Messina, your guest host in today for Bradley Dean. Boy, that music stirs you up, doesn't it? Gets you rolling and cranking. Makes me want to put on the gloves and the boxing shorts and get out there. Not that I'm not already out there. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me today. I hope you're learning something. I hope you're involved. I hope you, you know, I'm sure when you listen to Bradley, you're always learning something. I am sure of that. No doubt in my mind. And hopefully you're learning something today. I tend to lean more with political involvement, and not because I'm a political junkie, because I truly believe, again, you go to Proverbs 29, right? You're told point blank, when the godly are in authority, I mean, I hate this in the first segment, I hate to be repetitive, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. Hello? There's a lot of people groaning today. What does that tell you? All right? And how does a godly person get in power? It's really simple. You need to help them. They need votes, money, and support from people of the community. And it starts at the community level. Seriously. You need, I tell all my, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on or even if you're near the aisle. I don't care. If you are a Christian, if you have Christian principles, you best be looking at somebody, not somebody who just, from my Christian friends, not somebody who just says, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right. No, that doesn't help. A lot of people, God, the devil believes in Jesus. The devil knows Jesus is real. What's he or she doing? What are they living? Are they living out their principles? Big difference. We get these people, see, the fight is on us.
Now, I got one more segment here, so I may even skip that other story here. Do not be afraid to get involved in the political process. Do not, you know, you're sitting on, they're nothing but a bunch of thieves and liars, and I'm not supposed to associate with thieves and liars. Really? Then how do you bring light to the situation? How are you going to shed light on the situation? Where is your light going to shine? Where are you going to bring the truth if you avoid these people? I am not afraid to go into the lion's den. Again, as I told you, I live in California. I happen to be an elected member of a school board in California. Yeah, go figure that one out. And they come after me on a regular basis to remove me. The LGBTQ moms, they love to come up and harass me about once a year, try to remove me from the board. Because I am a right-wing Christian conservative. Check this out. I have no business being on a school board. I have no business being with children. My Bible consistently tells me how I'm supposed to treat children, how I'm supposed to love children, how I'm supposed to see children. But I'm bad for children? Are these people serious? So you Christians who want to make a difference, you want to make a change, and you have it in you, there's two things you can do. Look at who's running your education system. Who's running your local school board, your education board, your city council? Those are the people that hold that community together, that keep the community, for lack of a better term, godly, godlike, pleasing to God. You can't force people to live Christian principles. You can't force people to do the right thing. But think about this. I can't work at keeping Planned Parenthood off our campuses if I'm not there. And if you're going to rely or depend, if you would, on a conservative person, a conservative, I don't care what party they're on, but a conservative on a school board or you don't know. If they don't have your principles, you don't know what they're really going to do. End result, we've been disappointed by quote-unquote Christian leaders, haven't we? I believe it's because we haven't really looked at their record, how they live, what they're doing. I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for somebody who is living, trying to live, endeavoring daily to live for God. That's what I'm looking for. That doesn't mean we're pounding people in the head all the time going, you've got to accept Christ. No, that means that we live our lives out. Remember, they'll know us by our fruits. They're going to come to you and say, why are you so peaceful? Why are you calm? Why is it when the world is falling apart around you, you've got a smile on your face? You're either stupid, rich, or something else, you know? And I'd like to tell them, I am something else. We have, our sufficiency is different than others, and we need to be strong on that. And again, when it comes to your elected officials, man, if you have an option to pray for a Christian person who lives their Christianity out, not just says they are, you should be doing that. You shouldn't be part of a party that holds up the killing of innocent life. You shouldn't be part of a party that continually goes against biblical principle and is joyous about it and celebrates that fact. You shouldn't be part of a party that goes out of its way to throw God out of their platform. Think about something. It's not a political thing. A party's platform is its foundation. Do you really want to be, you Christian listeners, do you really want to be part of a group? I mean, a very important group that has no godly foundation, doesn't want one. How do you reconcile that? How do you reconcile Scripture says that, you know, light has no place with darkness? About being unequally yoked. How do you reconcile these things? Because they apply to every part of your life. You can't push politics aside. And some of you Christian business owners, you know, shame on you who say that your Christianity and your business or your religious lifestyle and your business don't mix. You are out of your mind. That is like trying to separate the wet from the water. That's like trying to separate you being a male from your business. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things you cannot separate. It won't work. It never will. You want to get this country back? I get this question all the time. How do we get this country back? How do we get, it took us years to get here. We are not going to change this overnight. And one of the reasons we're not going to change this overnight is because the people who can change it are not going to get off their butts, or as I said earlier, off their knees and make a difference. Yes, prayer is a big part of it. Don't get me wrong. Do not misquote me. Don't send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com. But don't send me an email telling me how could you be a little prayer like that. I'm not. Go look at the Old Testament. The Jews were praying all the time, and at some point God goes, get up, go do. Right? Got to go do something. He's got no hands but our hands. Got to go do something. So I'm admonishing you. You want the education system to change? You want your city to operate differently? Then pay attention. Make sure you have godly people in places that make laws or that legislate laws. You need to make sure that's how it happens. And that's how you'll change it. You keep electing people. I spoke to a sister in Christ the other day, and they were voting for Hillary Clinton. Do you know why? Not because she knows the Bible. Not because she's a godly woman. Not because she's even ever said anything about God. You know why they're voting for her? Come on, anybody? Yeah, I see the hand back there. There you go. Right. Because she's a she. Because she's a woman. We've had a black president. Wouldn't it be great to have a woman president? How about this? Wouldn't it be great to have an American president who fears and loves God? Wouldn't that be great? Just be awesome. But it doesn't happen. They don't appoint themselves. We appoint them by voting for them or not voting for them. I got way off of this one, didn't I? The Christian school that can't pray at the championship game. That's right. We can't have two Christian schools laying down prayer at a championship game because they're playing on public property. At least that's what the courts have said. But it's being fought. Thank God it's being fought. And you should be supporting groups like the Liberty Institute, Pacific Justice Institute, and places like that where they're out fighting these fights for us because we can't do it. Look, even if I was retired, sitting around on the couch, I couldn't do this. I'm not a lawyer. So they kept these two teams from praying last December. Now there's a court case coming up, and the attorney goes on to say, we have the state trying to impose stricters upon the church. He said, I think that we've gone a long way from who we are as a country. When the state starts telling Christian schools, two schools, that they can't pray together in public. The Liberty Institute sent a demand letter to the Athletic Association demanding a written apology for what they call a gross violation of the law. If they should fail to do so, the law firm will file that federal lawsuit. The association hasn't replied yet. I don't think they will. I think they're hoping it goes away. But I think we need to beat on this. Anyway, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time. You've been listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.